Welcome to the Vagina Rehab Doctor Podcast. This is for all women, vagina CEOs, even men, and all people everywhere who want to better understand vaginal health. Y'all, I'm preaching the vagina gospel and sharing the truth worldwide. Hallelujah! I'm Dr. Janelle Howell, a pelvic floor physical therapist, and your go-to resource for all things vaginal health, pelvic floor fitness, and sexual wellness. I'm teaching you everything your mama didn't about your vagina. Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of the Vagina Rehab Doctor Podcast. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for sharing this with your friends, family, if you have done so. And I just want to appreciate all that you are doing to support me. Just by you listening is doing a lot. Knowing that you are looking forward to these podcasts. Some of you have actually reached out to me via the DMs, letting me know that you are a regular listener. And that means a lot to me. I obviously have to take time to record these podcast episodes. So it makes me feel good to know that you guys are appreciating this, learning from this, and are getting valuable lessons and insights from this podcast. So thank you so much for your support. And I'm excited to get to today's episode. We're now at the end of Women's History Month, and it is week four. It is part four of this series, As a Woman. And so today I'm going to be talking about something a little bit more serious, but something that needs to be talked about and discussed. So, because many of us are struggling with it. The topic today is I've given up on my body. There's no more hope. So there's a lot of us who have struggled with infertility. We've struggled with traumas, whether that be religious trauma, sexual trauma, physical trauma, medical trauma. Many of us are struggling with chronic pain, and we've been to the specialist. We've changed our diet. We've gone to the pelvic physio. Others of us don't have access or the capability to work with someone who probably could help. Many of us are struggling with sexual pain, incontinence, prolapse. Many of us are struggling with weight struggles, whether that be we are under the weight we want to be or over the weight we want to be. Many of us are struggling with being accepted in a society that praises heterosexuality and being cisgendered and many other things, right? Many of us are struggling to simply love the body that we're in because of past failures, past experiences. And honestly, just being tired. And so I actually come across a lot of people, a lot of women, a lot of vagina CEOs. Listen, if you own a vagina, I'm talking to you. I've come across so many that have said, like, I'm on the verge of giving up. Like, I don't want to keep trying. I'm at the verge of like not even wanting to have sex at all. Like the desire is not even there. I don't want to feel shame again. I don't want to fail again. I don't want to invest more money into this. I just want to give up. And it is so real. And many of the times especially as a healthcare provider, I admit that I'm focused a lot on the solution, on not giving up, on putting forth another step, on giving it another try. And there's a place for that. But I do think there's also a place to acknowledge that we get tired of fighting. We get tired of trying again. We get tired of being let down by our bodies. And it's okay if you're listening to this and you're struggling with that now, like that, am I giving up? I want to open you up to the possibility that you are probably not giving up on your body, but you are probably just tired of fighting. A lot of us have been in relationships where we've been hurt. We've been left because of medical conditions. We've been cheated on. We've been lied to. We've been disrespected. We've been abused. And now in our body is reacting in ways that are not satisfactory to us. Maybe now we're developing a fear of relationships. Maybe now we have this fear of pain, a fear of getting close to someone. Maybe now we're scared of the doctor. We don't want to go get a pelvic exam. We are struggling just being in our body. And there is so many providers out there that I just want to highlight right now. I want to highlight our sex therapists. I want to highlight our psychologists. I want to highlight even our friends, our family, our communities, our churches, people who provide emotional and social support to us during these times. And what I want to do right now is invite you to give yourself two things in this moment. As much as we talk about this so much, I want you in this moment to give yourself unlimited grace. Unlimited grace. Perfection is not the goal. I want you to tell yourself that you've been through a lot, that you're trying, that you're doing the best that you know how to do, and that it's okay if you feel emotions. It's okay if you get sad. It's okay if you want to cry. And it's even okay if you feel like giving up today. Because guess what? Tomorrow or next week, you can try again. And I want to let you know that if you feel frustrated with the avenues of trying to overcome the vaginismus, trying to overcome the dryness, trying to overcome the vulvodynia, the prolapse, the infertility, the polycystic ovarian syndrome. If you feel frustrated with all that you have to do to simply feel happy and proud and satisfied with your body, I understand. And many times, honestly, we do need to just take a week to rest, where the focus is literally just softening our pace, just slowing down, just focusing on sleep, just acknowledging our body's efforts, even if it's not doing exactly what we want to do. And so if you're at the place of giving up, remember to one, give yourself unlimited grace. And number two, give yourself affirmation. I want you to tell yourself that you are enough, that you are worthy, that you are miraculous, that you are everything that it requires, that life requires, that you literally, you have it in you, that you are one in a trillion, that you are irreplaceable, that you deserve to be seen. Say that I deserve to be seen. I deserve to be heard. I deserve to share my story. I deserve to be loved. I deserve abundance. I deserve to be healthy. I want you to affirm yourself and also affirm the struggle. I am struggling right now, and that's okay. We are struggling. We are struggling. It's Women's History Month. And I think a lot of times during Women's History Month, we acknowledge our strength, the inventions that we've made, the strength that we have as mothers, the strength that we have as people who have endured suffering in the medical field, as people who have endured just lack of attention and care and nurture in healthcare. We acknowledge the women who are building businesses and making it to the so-called top. And I don't think that's a bad thing, but I want us to acknowledge also that we can be vulnerable, that it's okay to be weak. It's okay to cry. Let's acknowledge that we're struggling with our relationships, with our health, because when we acknowledge and come together, we're stronger together than we are apart. And I just want to let you know that you are not alone in this journey, as lonely as it may feel sometimes, that you have what it takes in you, but also it's not just on you. Let's acknowledge that we are social creatures and you need outside support. You need friends. You need people. You need providers. You need education. You need stuff from the outside. It's not just what you can conjure up on the inside. It's not just that. So give yourself unlimited grace, baby. Give it to yourself. No one will give you that grace like you can. And then affirm yourself audibly, verbally, look into the mirror and say it, write it down. Affirm that you are enough. Affirm that you are beautiful. Affirm that you can heal. Affirm that just one step at a time is good enough. Affirm that you won't have perfect days every day, but that you are human and I am human and we are human together. And that's it. That's it. I just want to let you know that your value cannot be priced, that your value is so high. You cannot be replaced. and your medical condition, your financial status, your relationship status cannot put a cap on your value. Your worth and your value has nothing to do with your medical conditions, with your relationship status, with your body. Your worth is in you. It's innate and it never changes. Our self-esteem, our confidence, that may change, but your worth never changes. You are worthy and you deserve grace, affirmation, and support from those around you. I want to continue supporting you. If you've enjoyed this episode today, I'm on the verge of giving up on my body, right? I've lost hope. Know that it's okay to acknowledge that right now you're tired, but I want to remind you that you probably have not given up, but you're just tired of fighting. Rest a while. Rest a while. Come on back to the episode next week. Come on back to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. If you've enjoyed the podcast so far, check out some previous episodes. Leave me a 5-star raving review. Write something for me if you think that this podcast has been speaking to your soul. And I can't wait to talk to y'all again next Monday. Bye.